Just over a week before shutdown, and the fate of more than 600 asylum seekers and refugees on Manus Island remains uncertain. The centre is set to close permanently on October 31, and all essential resources, including food services, drinking water, medical treatment and electricity, switched off. But with hundreds of people yet to be resettled, plus another 156 who've had their asylum bids rejected, the Australian government will have to find somewhere for them to stay. Immigration officials estimate this will cost between $150 and $250 million. Department head Michael Pezzullo told a Senate estimates hearing in Canberra that those who refuse to leave will be dealt with by Papua New Guinea's Defence Force.
Well, the first point, Senator, is that they're not meant to be there. They're not meant to be on a military base on the morning of the 1st of November. And secondly, the maintenance of public order and issues to do with trespass and the rest of it are matters for Papua New Guinea.
All service providers and Australian personnel are expected to leave by the closure date. Green Senator Nick McKim said the government is risking a repeat of a previous incident earlier this year when PNG Navy personnel fired on crowds of refugees at the centre. Border Force Deputy Commissioner Mandy Newton admitted some of them have expressed concerns for their safety.
My understanding, they're refusing to move because some of them don't like the idea of having to cook for themselves, to undertake some of their own cleaning. Some are indicating concerns about safety.
That's right.
The safety provisions are being provided with fenced areas around each of the facilities.
But Mr. Pezzullo rejected this, as well as claims of torture at the facility, leading to an angry exchange with Senator McKim.
I don't think it'll entail the loss of life at all. PNG is very seized of these issues. It's thinking very carefully about how it might deal with what is regrettably attitudes that have been stoked and fuelled by troublesome outsiders who are encouraging these poor souls to...
Just spare us the fake sympathy. Well, You've been torturing them for four and a half years.
54 people have already travelled to the United States under a resettlement deal to take in up to 1,250 people, although Border Force officials have hinted this number could change. Another 52 have voluntarily returned home, accepting a $25,000 payment from the Australian government in the process. Around 140 of the 606 men left on Manus, who've been designated non-refugees, will be housed at a site called Hillside House, while the rest will be split between two facilities at East and West Loringau. Speaking during question time in Parliament, Immigration Minister Peter Dutton said the last thing they want is to end up shifting people onto Nauru.
What we need to do in all of this is to make sure that we don't get new boat arrivals, because those new arrivals would be relocated to Nauru. They would be held there, and we've been very clear about the fact that we don't want people under any circumstance to come to Australia if they've sought to arrive by boat.